Hey mama, welcome back to another One Income Family episode. I am super, super excited that you're here today as we're gonna get a little bit off of our regular course on finances and talk about something that God has just been laying on my heart and opening my eyes up to this past week. I didn't even see what it was until I sat down to record this episode and he just revealed to me some hardships that are about to take course in my life. And before the stress and anxiety took hold of me, he gave me a message to stop the worry from taking over and to prepare my heart of the things that could possibly take place, keeping my heart at peace. And it's this message that he wants me to share with you today. How to not only go through life in peace, because yes, this message can be used anywhere in your life, but specifically in our finances, and how overwhelming and overtaking they can be on our hearts and minds. So this episode isn't necessarily one that you need to take notes on, but it will be extremely helpful during the hard times that come financially as a one-income family. So I would keep it in your pocket for future, you know, seasons that maybe you go through this, or maybe you're going through it now like I am. So make sure you buckle up before we get going, because we are going to go down a very, very bumpy road today. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. All right, so before I get too deep in today's episode, I want to invite you to be one of 5 lucky mamas who are willing to work with me in the beginning stages of a program that I am working on to get a free financial audit and 30-minute coaching call with me to help you create a plan to help you stick to that budget. Now, before I get on the call, I will give you a workbook to fill out so that I can do the audit before we get on the call so that we can save that call time for, you know, helping you figure out what it is where you're struggling with it and help you create a plan that will help you, you know, stick to that budget. So then we will create a game plan together. And that will get you to sticking to that budget like a pro. So if this sounds like something that you are looking for, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit to book your free financial audit and strategy call. Remember, you have to be one of 5 lucky mamas. So the first 5 get to have a free financial audit and strategy call with me. So go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit or go check the link in the show notes because it will be there as well. All right, so as I mentioned, I am kind of in a season where it's about to get hard, and I didn't really realize that until God kept sending me these messages that I couldn't decipher until literally today, like sitting down to record this episode. It is so amazing how God works. But he revealed to me that right now my husband has taken on a new job. And so our one income has kind of hit a rocky road because he is only, like, we've gotten to the end of the paycheck from the last job. Then he took a week off. And then this job didn't start, like, paying until 2 weeks out. So it's been 3 weeks since we've had some income coming in. And I've really been, like, pinching pennies, trying to make things work so that we don't have to pull from the savings. But if we do, you know, we're fine. We can handle it. I'm just trying to be very strategic about it and not pull out the finances unless I have to. But God has revealed to me that I haven't really hit that rocky road yet, because it wasn't until last week that technically, or Sunday, yesterday, I would have gotten my next 2 weeks of groceries. And so this week, you know, I'm kind of doing some shelf cooking, trying to do everything, like cook from what I already have in the house and not have to buy groceries, which was awesome. But, you know, at the end of it, you know, it could be different, because at the very first week of my husband taking his job, it was a holiday. And then the next week, or no, that was the next week. The first week, he had to start on a Tuesday. They wouldn't let him start on Monday for some reason. I can't tell you the details there. But anyways, the next 2 weeks have only been like 4 day weeks. And so I haven't seen, you know, the money that's going to come in. And I'm just going, okay, now we're going to start getting the rocky roads. We're going to start really seeing what, you know, I can do financially and how well I can manage these pennies and not overspend, you know, the fun stuff of living on one income. But, you know, I knew this was coming. It just hadn't hit me yet. And last week, you know, I got this message from God. Like, literally, I got up to nurse my baby in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, I just had Matthew 6 popping in my head. Couldn't tell you what the chapter was about. Couldn't tell you, like, even one verse from it. Now that I've read it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did know that chapter, but I didn't know it, you know, off the top of my head. And then even when I read it later on, I still didn't understand what God was trying to say to me. So, you know, I kind of just put it to the side. And then yesterday at church, we talked about Matthew 6. And I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. I hear you trying to tell me a message. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I hear you telling me something. And then today, as I sat down to record this episode, the episode that I had planned just didn't feel right. It didn't seem like the right thing to talk about. And so I'm like, okay, God, what is it that you want me to talk about? What message do you want me to share with your daughters today? And he just revealed to me the same chapter, Matthew 6. So I pull it out and I get to thinking and I get to looking, and I just realized God spoke to me and told me what it was that he was trying to tell me. And he was preparing my heart for the anxiety that's about to come, and he's trying to prevent it. This message wasn't one that he's just like, oh yeah, you're going through it right now, it's a struggle. No, he's trying to prepare me so that I can get through this season, this time that could be difficult, in his strength and not in my own. So before you jump off because you're like, you're talking circles, I have no idea what it is that you're trying to say to me, I'll read to you from chapter 6 in Matthew so that you know what it is that I'm talking about. So there is actually, you know, a little subtitle in the Bible that says, do not worry. And as I'm reading it, yesterday during the sermon, I'm going, I don't know what you're talking about, but this really stuck out to me, this whole, I gotta find it real quick, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And I'm like, okay, well, that's really cool. I love that, the fact that we're supposed to seek God first, but it never, I couldn't figure out the true, like, the whole story that God was trying to tell me, because I knew it was more than just, you know, seeking him first. And then today I sat down, I got my Bible out. Actually, I got the app out on my phone because that's what I had with me. My Bible was put away. And I read through it and I'm like, what is it that you're trying to share with me? So Matthew 6 verse 25 says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body and what you will wear. Is not life more than food? Yes, life is more than food. I just never, you know, you can, the two kind of go side by side, you know, whatever, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Like, oh my gosh, if we are worrying and stressing out, no, we can't gain time. And it'll actually feel like you lose time because you're stressing and you're worrying about things instead of doing things you enjoy and lift you up and bring you life instead of tearing you down. So then it says, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, and yes, he's talking about flowers. He's made these pretty flowers on the grass. That's how he's clothed them. Which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into a fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. It just made me, you know, it hit me hard hearing that you of little faith, because I try to be as faithful as possible and believe and rely on God, but this has opened my eyes to say that, you know, I do have a little bit of a struggle. And then from there, God went back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. So this is before it's talking about the do not worry. And it says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And a light bulb just went off in my head. God was trying to tell me this whole time that I'm about to go through this hardship of my finances being low and stressing about whether maybe I can feed the family or, you know, put gas in the gas tank for my husband to even get to work. And he opened my eyes to the fact that I need to be leaning on him. I need to seek him first. I need to look to him to bring me the strength that I need, the answers that I need, and stop trying to do it myself, because he is the one that's going to provide for me. He is, you know, giving food to the birds and clothing the grass and beautiful flowers. And when I try to do it in my own strength, instead of going to him first and having faith that he will provide to me, I go to money first. I go to my checking account first, and I see if I can handle it by myself. And when I can't handle it, that's when I go to God. And God is reminding me and telling me in this message that instead of going to my bank account first, I need to be praying to him about it first. I need to go to him, ask for help, for strength, for wisdom and knowledge on what to do, for, you know, peace in my heart so that I can come up with a way of getting through this without being stuck because I am in fear and anxiety driven, and that's not the way I want to be. I need to be living in peace, in humility, in love, and not be stressing over whether or not I have the finances to, you know, eat my next meal, which I know that God will provide. He has already provided. We bought beef last year from somebody, and we just got it last week. So I know that I have enough meat to get through this time. And so he's provided in that way, and we had already saved up for it, so it was already paid for. I didn't have to stress over that. And it just really hit me hard when he's like, you are not alone. You need to remember this as you're going through this hard time and to lean on me first. And I know that I am not the greatest at that. I like to do things on my own. I like to do things in my own strength. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if being, I'm trying to blank on the word, but if doing things in my own strength instead of independence, that's the word I'm looking for. If I'm trying to be more independent, it makes me wonder if that's not really a good thing, because we want to be dependent on God so that we can get through these hardships. When we try to live life by ourselves and not with God, that's when life just, you know, takes a turn for the worst. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be the worst, but it's just, it's not as good, it's not as rich, it's not as full as if we are living in God's strength. And by seeking Him first, that is how we live in His strength. Instead of going to what we can do and what we're able to handle first, we go to Him. We read the Bible. We pray to Him. We, you know, just look up to Him and see what it is that He says about the situation and whether it's something to worry about or not. He specifically says here, though, do not worry, because by worrying, it's not going to add anything to your life. If anything, it's going to take your life, well, not take your life away, but it's going to take away from your life. And that's not what we want. We want to live in joy and peace and harmony with God and allow Him to be there for us. And I am so grateful that God brought this to my attention and that He has been telling me this message over the week, and that it finally hit me and that I'm able to share it with you, because this message is so raw, it's so deep and so important, and it helps us get through the hardships and the hard seasons that we maybe haven't gone through yet or are maybe going through right now. And that's not what He wants for us. He wants peace for us. He wants the fruit of the Spirit for us, which is joy, love, peace, and more. I don't really have them all memorized, but that's what He wants for us, is the fruit of the Spirit to live in us and to be able to help and guide us and hold us and carry us through those hardships. And the only way He can do that is if we seek Him first. So my friend, my mouth just wants to keep going. I couldn't slow down there for a second. But what I was going to say is seek God first, because we can't do anything without Him. I mean, we can, but it's not as rich. It's not as peaceful and humble and all of that stuff. It's just not as good of a life. And when we are so focused on our finances that we push God to the back burner, that's when money has become like an idol in our life. And maybe you didn't know that. I didn't know that until it was about a year ago that I heard somebody talking about the same topic and saying that if you go to your money first when making financial decisions, money is your idol. And that's not the way I wanted to live. I am not completely through that. I still sometimes go to my finances first. I mean, who am I kidding? I go there a lot first. But I am working on it and trying to go to God first. And the fact that He has given me this message really just opened my eyes to the fact that maybe I was going back to that way of living and I need to come back to Him and start praying to Him about where He wants me to go financially and what He wants me to do with my finances so that I can go through this season with a heart of peace and not of stress or anxiety ridden. And that's what I want for you. So I really hope that this message has gotten really deep into your soul and your heart so that you can take it with you and share it, you know, with other friends, or just use it in your times of struggle. Like I said earlier, put this somewhere safe so that if you need to hear it again in the future, you know where you can go back to it. Or better yet, just pull up the Bible, go to Matthew 6, remember Matthew 6, bookmark it, make notes in it that make sense to you, that that goes to your life and the situation that you are living, so then it's just, it's more personal that way, and it's a talk with God. So do whatever you like. You can, you know, put it in your Bible, or you can bookmark this episode so that you have it in the future. But make sure that you have this message. It is so deep, it is so rich, and it is so powerful how it can change your thinking just by one little message that God has, you know, given me to share with you. And I pray that it just does so much for you and really impacts your life in a good and beautiful and loving way. Man, that episode got deep, right? Okay, so on a lighter note, again, I want to invite you to be one of 5 lucky mamas to win a free financial audit and strategy call with me so that you can create a plan to stick to that budget. You will get a workbook to fill out before the call, and then I can do the audit before we get on that call so we don't waste any of that precious time on, you know, me just trying to do the audit itself. So I will give you a workbook, and then when we get together, we will create a game plan together based off of my findings on the audit and the goals that you have for your family, a plan that will get you to stick to that budget like a pro. So if this sounds like something that you are excited for and you really want to get into, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit to book that call today. And, you know, if you are looking for a little more information on it, go ahead and DM me or email me, and we can hop on a discovery call, a short 5-10 minute discovery call, to talk about what it is and how it will further serve you. So remember, to get it for free, you have to be the first of 5, so you better act quickly before all the spots are gone. Again, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit or go click the link in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.